So we're going to be breaking up our songs this morning into two sections.
今天早上我们会把这些歌分成两段。
And after this first part, I'm here. I wanted to bring to you God's word.
刚才前段我们结束了，现在我要来这里把神的话带给你们。
And then we'll go back and listen to a few more of the songs that our choir has put together, and then I'll come up and serve you again.
之后我们再听我们的合唱团的几首歌，然后我还会再上来再跟你们聊一下。I
do want to say a very deep thank you to our choir members who worked so hard to put this together virtually. It's so challenging to record your own voice in your own room with a headset, and then for someone to link it all together and to put the lyrics and render it for us. So I just want to say thank you to our choir members who worked so hard for this.
我在这里真的要由衷的感谢我们的合唱团，他们所做的一切真是不容易，每个人在自己的电脑前面装着那个 小耳机在一个小房间录自己的声音，之后再把全部的片段加在一起，然后加上歌词一切，然后录成一首歌，真的是不容易。
And I do wish that we were able to experience it in like real time and them all standing here, and if we had a perfect acoustical setting, it would be so powerful.
假如我们可以在这里真正在他们这些人站在前面，然后我们真正在现场这样子听的话，会是多么美妙的一件事。So
thank you, choir members.
所以真正的感谢你，我们合唱团的。And
it was so lovely to see their faces, right? Even if it was like kung fu style, like Chinese kung fu TV show.
我也是看到他们的脸，每个人的脸也是感觉很好。Whenever
we sing songs,
每当我们歌唱的时候，and
especially when we have a choir or we have a music worship team,
尤其是以像是合唱团，或者是像我们这个有音乐敬拜团队的这种形式,
you know, if we're not careful,
我们有的时候很不小心,
it's very easy to not catch the lyrics.
往往很不经意就会忽略掉那些歌词。
Because you're looking at faces or you're looking at the instruments.
因为你在看这些唱歌的人，你在看他们的表演。
And when we miss the lyrics, we miss the author's original intention of meditating and writing these words for the benefit of God's people.
当我们不忽略掉歌词，我们往往很容易就忽略掉作者他们的 原本歌词的本意，他们在写这首歌的时候，他们的心里面的想法，我们就忽略掉。
So I want to read some of these lyrics to you this morning. The first song was by Franz Haydn.
所以我在这里我想要念几首歌词给你们听。第一首是由 Franz Haydn 所写。He
wrote the first song that we were trying to kick off. Glorious, powerful, God of Majesty.
他在他的歌词里写着：“荣耀全能至高神。”Nations
fall down before your presence.
万国伏伏在主前。Heaven
and earth sing your praises.
天地歌唱称颂主。And
the second song that they sang, we don't have the lyrics up here.
第二首歌他们所唱的，我们没有，我们并没有把歌词摆在上面。That
we just heard.
但我们刚刚就听到了。They
sang Jesus, the friend of sinners.
他说，耶稣罪人恩友主耶稣。Is
that what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
罪人的朋友, right?
罪人恩友主耶稣。
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It says, Jesus, you are the friend of sinners.
他就说，耶稣他是罪人们的朋友。They
sang, Jesus, keep us near thee.
他们说，求主在我旁。May
our dull hearts love thee.
愿使我心敬爱你。
See, the first song was written to help us to see the glory and the power and the majesty of our God.
所以第一首歌我们看到是要来帮助我们看到我们的神是多么的伟大尊荣。
It's to help us create a sense of awe and reverence that this God holds all power and authority in his hands.
所以第一首歌是要让我们了解到一种境界，是说我们的神是至高至上无限大的一位神。
And then the second song,
然后第二首歌呢，
was to show us that Jesus, the Son of God, is the friend of sinners.
要让我们看到耶稣这位神的儿子是罪人的朋友。
And that somehow, he can be near to us.
然后呢，他也与我们非常亲近。
And so we can ask him, keep us near to you.
我们可以对他要求说，请你让我们亲近。
And when our hearts are dull, help us to love you.
当我们的心灰暗的时候，请你帮助我们来爱你。
You see, the theme that the choir had put together for us.
所以你们看到我们的合唱团所给我们的一个主题是什么
？Is who is he?
主题就是他是谁。
And these first two songs show us this tension.
所以第二首歌让我们看到开始这个主题的问题。
That you have a God who is so powerful and so great, he ought to be so distant from us.
让你看到你有一位神是这么伟大无限的，那他好像是在无限远的地方。
And yet the beauty of this God,
但是这位神同样的美妙在哪里？
Is that even in our sin,
就是虽然然而我们在我们的罪里，
He wants to address that.
他要把这个罪所处理掉，
so that he can be near to us.
所以至于他可以与我们亲近。
And so I love this theme, who is he?
所以我非常喜欢这个主题，他是谁？
Or if we ask it in a more personal prayer to God,
或者是进一步我们以更个人主题的一种方式问神，
then we might ask, who are you, God?
我们甚至可以问说，主啊，你是谁？
God, who are you?
主啊，神啊，你是谁？
And questions like this directed to God are good questions.
当我们问这些对神直接问的问题，其实这是一些很好的问题。
Because whenever we ask God, who are you?
因为每当我们问神说你是谁，
And whenever we have a heart to say, God, I want to know who you are.
然后当我们有一种心想要去知道神是谁的时候，
What that shows is that in our hearts, we long to know who he is.
这就表现出在我们心里面，其实我们渴慕知道神。
That we are pursuing him, that we are seeking him.
所以我们对神有追求。
And it seems like the younger you are,
看起来好像你 越年轻越年纪小的时候
The more maybe humble you are
有 可以说来就是你是越谦卑的
Because the type of questions you ask are so much more simple and honest
因为当你小的时候你所问的问题是非常很纯真很诚恳的
It's okay, you can keep your baby in here, Chen Li, they can keep staying here, it's okay, it's all goodWe don't mind babies crying, right? Do you mind babies crying? I don't. Did someone just say yes? I mean, if it's in my house, I'm trying to sleep or watch, you know, football or something. So one day, Bex and I were driving in the car.
So 有一天 Bex 和我在开车的时候
And we're talking about something.
然后我们两个在聊事情
And we have our two baby girls in the back.
然后我们两个年纪很尚小的女儿在后头。
I think Bethany was about 4 years old.
那时候 Beth 才四岁。
Which means that Abby was about 1.
所以那时候 Abby 好像只有
一岁。And I think at that time, even though we're ABCs,
那时候虽然是我们在美国生的中国人
，we tried to only speak Chinese to our children.
我们很
Can you
imagine what that's
like? It is funny.It is funny.
我们试着在家里只讲中文。
So, believe it or not, third generational children Third-generation Chinese.
你们相不相信这第三代的这个在美国生的中国侠
Second. Wait. What is it? What generation?
You're first.
I'm first. Oh, second-generation Chinese. Yeah. ABC. Only learning Chinese.
所以你想想看，这个第二代在美国生的中国人在学中文。
Learning from the first generation ABC.
然后从第一代在美国生的。
So that even when I pray at dinner time in Chinese.
当我在晚餐的时候用中文祷告。
My wife would laugh.
她，我老婆就笑。
And our children had communication issues because we couldn't even understand each other at home.
Now, and 我与我的小孩也。有沟通上的问题,
but in Chinese, Bethany, one time we're driving the car.
So, 在以中文来说，有一次 Bethany, 我们在车子里头。
And she says, "Daddy, mommy, you know," she said in Chinese, right? But she said, "Daddy and mommy, like, who will I marry one day?"
所以她用她的中文来讲，问她那我试试看，假装四岁。
那是
爸爸妈妈，我长大要。嫁给谁
And we were like, oh no.
Yeah, 那以父母为讲来说，就听到这个问题就很伤脑筋。
And so, Beck's mommy said, well, God will provide someone for you, honey. God has a plan for you, and you will have.Someone to marry because God will prepare him for you, and you could pray for him.
So, Mama Beck's Mama 就说，神会为你提供一位男人，他会为你提供一个爱你。
And then Bethany said, "But what if he's mean to me?"
那 Beck 就说，那假如这个男人对我很坏怎么办呢
？And Mommy said, "He won't be mean to you, honey."
那妈妈就说她不可能对你不好
Because God will prepare someone to love you.
因为神会为你准备一个爱你的人
And then Bethany was quiet.
然后我们的 Bethany 就很安静
And she says, I have an idea.
她说我想到了一个主意
Why don't you and Daddy have another baby DD and I can marry him?
然后他就跟他爸爸妈妈，就跟爸爸妈妈说：“那为什么你不跟妈妈再生一个弟弟？那我以后就嫁给我弟弟。”
And we were like,
yeah,
yeah, no.
Well, you got what you wish for.
Right. And then mommy said, "Honey, God doesn't allow us to marry the people in our own family."
那妈妈就跟 Beth 说：“宝贝，那个神不允许我们在自己的同性的家人里面。”互相嫁娶
And then Bethany said, "Then why did you marry Daddy?"
然后他就说，为什么那为什么你嫁给爸爸
？You see, when kids ask questions,
所以你们看到当这种天真无邪的孩子在问问题
，they don't need to have any sense of pride. They just ask the question.
他们没有任何那种骄傲或者是自尊在加在里面，他们就是问。很纯真的这样问出来。
And even when people are younger, it's easier to ask questions about God.
说甚至当我们就越年轻的人，对我们来讲，对那些人来说是越容易去问一些真诚的问题，有关于神的问题。
One of my kids asked me before, "Hey, Daddy, is God messy?"
我的小孩子以前问过我说，爸爸，神是不是很肮脏、很乱的
？And I said.Why?
那时候我就问他为什么你这么问
？And they said because there's so many people up there.
他就说因为上面很多人，所以是不是很乱很
？One of my children asked us, "Mommy, Daddy, do you know what God looks like?"
我的孩子问过我说，妈妈爸爸，你知道神看起来长怎样
？Can you show me a picture of him?
你有没有他的照片
？You see, I love these questions.
你看到吗？我其实非常热爱他们这些问题。
And I believe that God loves us to ask these questions.
所以我也相信神很热爱我们问这些问题。
And so the theme that the choir gave us, so that we can together ask God, "Who are you?"
所以我们的歌唱团四班，我们的四班所给我们的主题，就是让我们问他是谁。那更直接的就是。 主啊，神啊，你是谁？
And I think this is one of the best questions in the world.
然后我本人觉得这是世界上最最好的一个问题。
You see, because God, when He created us,
你要了解，当神创造我们的时候，
He gave us this huge hole in our heart.
他在我们的里面有一个空洞。
That we try to fill with all these things in the world.
那我们人的话呢，就尝试用世界上的东西来填补我们心里面自己这个空洞。
But we're never, ever satisfied.
但是以世界上的东西，我们永远满足不了。
Because that hole was meant to be filled by Him.
因为那个空洞，它原本就是神创造出来，是要他自己来填满。
God created us.With a need to know who He is.
神创造我们，让我们心里有一种盼望，本能是想要去知道他是谁。
He made us to want to know Him.
他创造我们就是要让我们本能的方式就想知道他是谁。
And He created us even with a need to have Him near to us.
他甚至创造我们，让我们有一种盼望就是他就与我们很亲近。
In Psalm 73,
在诗篇第七十三章篇
the psalmist teaches us,
那首写诗歌的那个人所教我们。
He wrote, It is so good for me to have the nearness of God. It is so good for me to be near to God.
在这里他写的，但我亲近神是与我有益。
Why?
为什么与我有益？
Because God created us to have that need.
因为神创造我们，本能上了就有这种渴望。
When God is not near, something is missing.
当神不与我们亲近的时候，我们自然而然感觉有
东西。When I am not near to God, something's missing.
当我自己与神不亲近，我感觉到好像什么东西缺失。
When I am not knowing God more, something's missing.
当我知道我没有办法更认识神，我就了解到有东西在缺乏。
Look at this passage in Jeremiah chapter 9.
我们来看Jeremiah.
耶利米书
chapter 9:24. 第九章第二十四节。
And God declares this.
神这样子说。
But let him who boasts of this, that he understands and knows me.
夸口的却因他有聪明认识我是耶和华。
And the psalmist in Psalm 91 verse 14 says, Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name.
在诗篇九十一篇十四耶和华说 因为他恋慕我我必搭救他因为他认识我的名我必保护他
This is not just knowing the name of Jesus
这不是单单的只知道听过耶稣的这个名字
It's just not knowing factually that God's name is Yahweh
这不是只是知识上的有认知说神的名字叫耶和华
By knowing his name
但是是借 通过知道他的名字是什么
That we are blessed when we know who he is.
我们了解他以后我们会被祝福
We have a need to know him.
我们有本能的盼望去知道神是谁
And we are utterly lost when we don't know him.
当我们没有神的时候我们是迷失的
That's why Jesus said in John 17:3
所以在约翰福音第十七章第这里说
Jesus said himself, this is eternal life.
耶稣他本人这样说这就是永生
That they may, what? Know you.
就他们能够认识你
The only true God.
那唯一的独一的真神
And they may know Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
You see, God has invited us to know Him.
所以你们看，神其实很想要我们来认识他。
And when we don't know him, we are utterly lost.
当我们不认识神的时候，我们是非常
迷失。And those who do not know him.
然后那些不认识他的人呢？
And he is not near.
然后他不与他们亲近。
They are utterly perishing.
那些人是会毁坏灭亡的。
You see, I think too often in our churches, we spend so much time talking about us.
我你知道，其实在教会里面，常常我们喜欢谈到我们自己。
How can a Christian have a blessed life?
当一个基督徒怎么样去拥有一个被祝福的生活？
How can my problems be solved?
我的问题怎么样能被解决？
How do I have raise a better family?
我要怎么来供养一个好的家庭？
How can our church be better?
我们要怎么样让我们的教会越来越好？
How do I do more things?
我要来怎样更加多添一些什么我自己的好处？
And we don't nearly spend enough time talking about who is our God.
然后我们花根本一点没有的时间来说我们的神是谁。
You see, during this Christmas time of year,
所以在我们现在这种圣诞的这个季节里呢，
It's a perfect time for us to slow down.
是最好良机，最好的时间让我们来把自己慢下来。
Because it reminds us,
因为这里要提醒我们，
God sent his son down.
我们的神把他自己的儿子差遣下来，
into our world,
把差遣到我们的生活的这个世界，
so that we may have a chance to know him,
以至于我们有机会能够认识他的儿子。
This is what it's all about.
所以我们现在所做的这一切就是在庆祝这个。
I'm going to have the team set up the songs, the next few songs, and then I'll come back and serve you again with God's word.
我们现在让我们的团队把接下来诗班的一些歌 set up, 然后我们再上来继续服侍你。
Good and will
that song we just heard,
我们刚刚听到那首歌,
God is living, God is here,
神是活着的, 神在, 神就在这里,
was by Johann Sebastian Bach.
是由 Johann Sebastian Bach 所写的首歌。
Those are some powerful lyrics.
那些歌词是非常有能力的歌词。
Wherefore despair? God the Lord is everywhere. God is good and with compassion. So my soul now do not fear. God is living. God is here.
为何颓丧？主，我神无处不在。主极慈爱并有怜悯，故此我灵莫须惊慌，我主永存他在旁。
This word despair,
这个颓丧这个字，
it means that there is a complete loss or absence of hope.
这所以表示的一个情境是一个完全没有希望和盼望的一种境界。
There has been a loss or an absence of hope.
就像是没有或者是盼望不存在的一种状况之下。
And the word wherefore is asking, for what reason do you have this?Complete loss or absence.
那第一个字，这个为何就是在问你为什么会到这种境况，以至于你完全没有盼望，完全没有希望呢？
What happened?
发生了什么事？
Or what is the reason in your life?
什么原因以至于你到变成这样？
That you have a loss.
以至于你到你会完全失去。
Hope.
失去盼望。
Loss of hope. What did I just say?
Loss. Yep.
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
Do you remember what it was like if you've ever been in a situation of darkness before?
你们记不记得你们曾经有没有经历过一个你在完全处于黑暗的一种状况之下？
I remember when I was younger, we took a trip with a group of friends.
我记得我在年轻的时候呢，我和一群朋友，一起去旅行。
We went to a beautiful lake.
我们到了一个很美丽、很漂亮的一个湖旁。
It's a very large lake. You can rent boats and just kind of, you know, it's like endless waterways.
这个湖很大，你甚至可以租一船在上头。
And of course, young men, you have a big, beautiful lake. What are you going to do? You're going to go jump in and swim in the lake.
所以那时候很年轻，然后你有这么漂亮的一湖，你做什么？你就是。
And at one point, we would pull into these coves, and we would, you know, you can't pull the boat up all the way to the cove, so you'd have to keep your boat out from the shore.
所以我们那湖旁有很多那个湖旁，那你的船不能开直接开到那旁边，所以你的船得停在那个岸的离岸一点距离。
And so we were about 50, 60 yards out from the shore.
所以我们那时候我们的船大概是五十到六十英尺。
And we just started, you know, we jumped in and started swimming to shore.
那我们就跳到湖里头，我们开始往岸上那里游。
But the thing about a very large lake,
但是你所不知的是，当一个湖很大的时候
，it's very deep.
那个湖也很深。
To the depths where.When you're swimming and you look down, it is pitch black.
当你在游的时候，你往下看，你的下头是全黑的。
And if you swam a little lower, the lower you swim, the water gets colder as it gets darker.
然后你只要在水中游，你越浅越深，那个水的温度也越来越冷。
Even with the light at full, you know, the sun shining in the middle of the day, the light can only penetrate like 10 feet.
虽然你知道在大白天正中午的时候，但是阳光只能参透这个河水的深度大概十尺之深。
And so as you take this swim to the shore and you look down every now and then, it's a little scary.
所以当我们在往岸上在游的时候，然后每当我们往下看这个黑黑这个漆黑的这个湖水，其实蛮让我们蛮惧怕的。
It is just darkness.
是完全漆黑的。
And when it's all dark, you know, your mind starts going into bad places.
然后你看到这个黑暗，你脑中就开始胡思乱想到一些不好的事情。
And I knew that.
我知道会这样。
So as one of my friends, Frank, was swimming towards the shore.
当我的一个朋友Frank在游，不是这个Frank，另外一个Frank。
I started to shout to him, "There are monsters in the water."
然后我开始跟他开玩笑，我跟他叫说，这水里头有怪物。
And he said, "What?" And it gets a little frightening when you are swimming and all you see is so much darkness and you have this uncertainty of how deep it is and if you're going to make it all the way.
所以你在游，然后在这深水游，你看到下头是一团漆黑，你就开始有一些迟疑，说你能够游到岸边吗？
In that water, because it was so dark below,
因为在水那么漆黑,
you begin to feel fear. You feel the uncertainty. There's too many unknowns in the darkness below. And if you happen to not have enough strength to swim out of the dark waters,
那假如没有那个体力可以让你从这个深水这边游走的话呢？
You will begin to lose hope.
你开始就有点会失去盼望。
That is what darkness does.
这就是黑暗所对人所做的事。
Darkness and being in darkness causes people to feel uncertain.
黑暗或是在黑暗中会使人开始有那种疑惑。And
with uncertainty, it brings fear.
那当你有疑惑的时候，你就有惧怕。And
when you're in the darkness deep enough, you will lose hope.
那你假如在这个黑暗中你存在够久的话呢，你就开始失去希望。
Let me tell you something.
让我来跟你讲一件，说明一件事。
Because God's word is very clear about this.
因为我们的神对这个话，这个概念讲了一些非常清楚的话。
This world is in darkness.
神说这个世界是在黑暗中。
The world is in such a spiritual darkness today. Do you agree?
我们所存活的世界现今是一个非常属灵、一个非暗的一个情况。你们同意吗？
And I'll tell you, it's not a result of this global pandemic.
这个属灵的黑暗不是因为我们现在这个疫情的缘故。
This global pandemic is just a magnifying glass in that it shows the reality of the darkness that we live in, and it reveals what always happens inside the human heart.
这个疫情只是一个契机，只是一个放大镜，让我们看到一直以来存在的一个问题，一直以来人的心里面的黑暗是怎么样。
The world is in and has always been in very deep spiritual darkness.
这个世界 不是不只现在，从以前一直以来都一直存在在一个非常属灵黑暗的一个状态下。
Because people cannot see.
因为人们看不见。
And the root of this darkness,
那追根究底，这个黑暗呢？
began when sin entered into the world.
从罪进入到人的生命中就开始存在了。
Sin has broken and has infected the world and all the people that God has made.
神罪毁坏破坏了这在人所存在的这个世界上的一切。
God made, He created everything. He created us, and everything was created good.
神在创造我们的时候，起初一切都是好。
And everything that is broken today is a result of sin and the work of the enemy.
然后你看到今天一切的毁坏，一切的破坏，全部都是因为我们仇敌还有罪的作为。
And that has left this world in complete and utter darkness.
以至于使这世界上现在是在完全黑暗的，灵命是完全黑暗的之中。
And what we see around today is that darkness leaves us in fear.
那我们看看我们周旁，因为这些黑暗，已使得我们心里面惶恐。
And because you're left in darkness, you have an absence of hope.
而且因为你存在这个黑暗的世界中，你在这黑暗中你失去了盼望。
That's despair.
那就是颓丧。
But I want to have you listen to the words of Jesus this morning.
但是我要将你的心转到耶稣所说的一些话。
In John chapter 8 verse 12,
在约翰福音第八章第十二节，
This is what Jesus spoke.
这是我们耶稣基督所说的话。
This is the Jesus whose birth we celebrate today.
这个耶稣就是我们今天在庆祝他所诞生的这个耶稣。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
Have you ever had to get up in the middle of the night and go downstairs?
你们假如住两层楼的，有没有那种半夜要起来然后得下楼的那种经验？
Or have you had to go upstairs but the light wasn't on?
或者是晚上你们要走上楼上，然后楼上是灯没开都是暗的。
I have.
我有这经验。
I end up feeling around, groping around in the dark, trying to follow the walls and the banister.
所以我是就是靠着手像瞎黑暗里瞎子摸那墙角边，然后感觉靠着感觉。
And even though I've walked these steps hundreds of times,
虽然是我自己的家，然后这个上下楼梯我走过千遍。
When I've tried to do this in the dark, I have missed a step, and I've tripped before.
那但是我在黑暗里走的时候呢，这个走了几千遍的这楼梯，我还是使我绊倒，还要摔倒。
It's very precarious to walk stairs in the dark.
在黑暗里头行走楼梯是一件很危险的事情。
All you have to do is turn on the light.
但是你只要开个灯，你就解决问题了，不是吗
？Because I'm Chinese, I want to save electricity, so I don't turn on.
因为我是老中，我要省电，所以不开灯。
But notice that Jesus, what he says is, he does not just say, "I am the light."
不过你们在这里看，你要看耶稣这里不只是说他是光而已。
He says, "I am the light of the world."
他说我是世界的光。
That's a powerful statement of who Jesus is, isn't it?
这里所说耶稣在这里所说的话 是一个非常有能力的话，不是吗？
Even when we look at the very first page of God's word,
那我们看到神的话的第一页的时候，
when God created this universe,
当神创造这宇宙，
when there was darkness,
当那里还有黑暗时候，
God said,Let there be what?
Light.
Light.
神说让那里有光。
And there was light.
然后光就存在了。
And when God saw the light,
那当神看到这个光呢?
He saw that light was good.
他觉得这光甚是好。
It is in God's nature.
神的本意。
It is in God's nature to bring light into the darkness.
神本身在本意就是喜欢在世界上带来光。
Do you get that about God?
你们看到神的这个属性吗?
It is in God's nature to bring light into darkness.
神本身就是一个带光进来这个世界的这种。
And wherever there is darkness in the world,
当世界上有存在黑暗的时候，
There is a need. There is a great and desperate need for the light of Christ.
就当世界上有黑暗的时候，自然而然就有那个需要耶稣基督这个光的需求。
That's why in this season where we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior,
所以在这个季节，当我们来在这里庆祝，我们耶稣基督诞生的这个日子呢
？What I want to bring to you from God's word today，
我要从神的那的话那里带给你们的是什么
？Is that what we are really celebrating？
我们真正的是在庆祝什么
？Is that through His Son， God was bringing light into darkness.
我们真正在庆祝的是通过神的儿子，神真真正正的把光带进到我们这世界上的人。
And he is the only one who can say, I am the light of the world.
而且也只是神的这个儿子也是那位独一能够说我是世界光的那位。
That's Christmas.
那这就是圣诞。
That's Christmas.
这就是我们所庆祝的圣诞。
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣就是世界的光。
Say that to someone next to you. Jesus is the light of the world.
对你周边的人说，耶稣就是世界的光。
And notice he says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
听耶稣说，他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
That means whoever has Jesus，
这就是说，不论谁，但假如拥有耶稣的话
，whoever has Jesus has the light。
拥有耶稣的人就拥有光。
Whoever chooses to follow Jesus，
那个愿意，那个决定愿意，跟从基督的人
will not live in darkness anymore.
就不用住在黑暗里。
When you surrender your life to Christ,
将你把你的生命交给耶稣的时候
what's surrender?
降服。
Abby,
降服。
You cannot speak. You do not know Chinese. Just like me. Why am I translating? I don't know what surrender is. When you surrender your life to Christ,
当你把你的生命降服给基督的时候，
the things of this world cannot darken you anymore. It cannot choke you out anymore.
在这世处于在这世界上的这些东西，就与你没有办法再征服你，没有办法再。让你无法呼吸。
When you choose to follow Jesus with your life,
当你决定用你的生命跟随基督的时候，
You will not grope around in the darkness anymore.
你就不用在黑暗里头摸不着边的感觉。
So that whoever follows Jesus,
所以那一位愿意跟从耶稣的人
he says, you have the light of life.
就说你拥有，你得着了生命的光。
And what that means this morning,
所以在这早上的意义是什么呢？
Is that for everyone who does not have Jesus,
所以那些没有耶稣基督的人呢?
They are still sitting in the darkness.
他们还存在于黑暗之中。
And can that not do anything to us?
I'm sorry?
Can that not do anything to us to want to bring Jesus to them?
那我们是不是就没有 有那盼望要把耶稣带给那些存在黑暗里面的人?
That's why the song lyric that they just presented to us is so powerful.
所以我们的诗班刚刚所带那几首歌的歌词对我们来讲是这么重要。
They sing, wherefore despair? What reason do you have to not have hope?
为何颓丧?换句话说就是为什么没有盼望呢?
What reason do you have to not have hope?
你有什么原因使得你失去了盼望?
This song is for believers.
这首歌是为着信着神的人。
This song is for people who have the light of life.
这首歌是为那些已经有了生命之光的人。
Why do you live in fear?
你为何活着存活在
Why do you live as if you have no hope?
你为什么活着好像你没有盼望一样
Your God, the Lord, is everywhere.
你的神是无所不在。
And He, your God, is so good and so full of compassion.
你的神极慈爱并有怜悯。
So then we say, my soul, don't fear.
所以我们就要说 我们对我们自己说我的灵莫须惊慌。
We don't live in fear.
我们不活在恐惧之中。
Because God is living. Amen?
因为神是活着。
And
Amen.
God is here.
因为神就在这里。
Why is God here?
为何神就在这里?
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督。
It's the name and the person of Jesus who makes all of this possible.
是这个人还有他的名字耶稣基督使得我们现在所讲的一切变得有可能
I just want to share with you one last verse It just struck me this week I was meditating on it I won't preach on it I'm just going to read it
我跟你们分享最后一个经节这也是就这个礼拜神摆到我里面的经节我只想跟你们分享
And it's in Isaiah chapter 9
在以赛亚书第九章
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 This is so beautiful
这是一个非常美丽的一个章节
This is so beautiful
这是非常美好的
This is the same chapter that our chairman prayed and Pastor James preached on last week
这个经节就是我们今天早上我们的Chairman, 主席并且也是我们范长老上个礼拜所讲的经节
But they didn't read this verse
他没讲到这个节这是第二节
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光
Those who dwelt in a landOf deep darkness on them has light shone.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And the verse after that says, You have increased their joy.
然后下一节就说give me a sec.
You have increased. No, just like 你加
你加添了他们的
喜乐
yeah, something like that.
Bro, dude, I'm helping you.
You're getting there.
That's what I'm here for, man. I'm translating for myself.
First generation, baby.
On this Christmas,
在这个圣诞节中
we have to celebrate Jesus.
我们必须要来庆祝耶稣基督。
There is No other name.
没有别其他的名。
By which people are saved.
没有其他的名能够使人能够得救。
There's no other way for the darkness to have light.
除此以外，没有其他的方法使得黑暗中有光。
So if you do not have Jesus,
所以假如你没有耶稣基督的话。
We pray for you. I've been praying for you.
我们为你祷告，我在为你祷告。
To invite Jesus, the light of the world, the light of life, to be received by you.
使得这个生命之光的这个耶稣基督呢，能够到你。
And if you already have Jesus,
假如你已经有了耶稣基督，
then people, we need to celebrate Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须来庆祝耶稣基督。
We need to remember how beautiful is the name of Jesus.
我们要来记得他的名是多么美好。
The name by which all can be saved.
那个使人得救的名。
The greatest name under heaven.
那个天下最美好的名。
And yet, if we have Jesus.
我们若有耶稣
then continue to surrender yourself to follow him.
继续的把你的生命
surrender
投降交托在他
offer your life to him. Yeah. It's good.All right, it's good. Let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for showing us the value and the worth of who you are.
主啊，我们要在这里感谢你，因为你是让我们看见你的价值，然后你是多么的贵重。
There is no other name by which people can be saved.
只有一个名能够使人得救。
And so, Lord, this morning we celebrate you, our Savior Jesus.
所以今天早上我们在这里是庆祝你，你是我们的拯救者。
And Lord, help us to know you.
主啊，也请你帮助我们，让我们更认识你。
Help us to always ask, "Who are you, God?"
让我们常常能够去问，说是你是谁，主啊。
Help us to be so near to you, to draw so near to you, that it would cause us to overflow with joy, that would bring us as a vessel to sing out the name of Jesus everywhere we go.
让我们能够靠近你，甚至于使得我们就像一个器皿被装满，满溢出来这个喜乐，然后呢，能够去扩散。
Help us to learn to worship you here so that we may help others in this world to worship you as well.
帮助我们在这里能够敬拜你，使得我们也知道能够怎么去帮助世界其他那些需要帮忙的人。
This Christmas we celebrate you, Jesus.
这个圣诞节我们所庆祝的就是你，耶稣。
And we pray this in your name.
我们祷告也是以你的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.